The new Office of Recovery and Reinvestment won't have its own budget. It will be made up of representatives from several other agencies that normally decide how to award state contracts, like the Department of Administration and the Department of Transportation. The exception will be Madison Gas and Electric CEO Gary Wolter, who will head the new office on a volunteer basis. Wolter says he views the stimulus as critical to the state.
This is an all-hands-on-deck effort that we want to get right. So we will be out there not only getting our money and figuring out what to do with it and prioritizing it, but we're going to be going head-to-head with 49 other states.
Governor Doyle says a big responsibility for the new office will be just deciding which projects get funded and which ones don't. But it will also be in charge of streamlining the state's competitive bidding process.
I think it's pretty clear we are going to have to shorten many of those time periods about bids being let and the challenge periods and those kinds of things.
The size of the overall stimulus is still being debated, but the U.S. House introduced a plan that would spend more than $800 billion on tax cuts, infrastructure investments, schools, and Medicaid. The governor says he thinks Wisconsin's share of that could be around $2 billion, although other analyses have pegged that number much higher. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.